95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Morning Hog Happy Hour. It's now Riggs, Steve, and Josh. S.R. Parrot.
Yeah, baby.
Give it to him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi, Josh. I'm S.R. Parrot.
Oh, hi.
How you been?
I've been.
I haven't seen you in like a week, but and not that much has changed with you physically.
No.
But the cans that you brought have changed.
Again.
I like it.
Yep.
I like that, though.
That's kind of the goal, right? Every time.
I think they say variety is the spice of life or something like that. You brought us variety.
I was going to say, a perfect transition. Yeah. So look at that. All right, so I got two different variety packs today, both from Waterbird, which we've tried in the past, but we got a couple new flavors. You guys want to go with vodka or tequila?
Oh, Steve, what do you think?
Tequila.
Steve, tequila first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Steve's not a...
We'll save the best for last.
I like tequila more than Steve. He likes vodka more than me, so it's like a fair trade.
Fair enough.
We work together.
All right, so this is now an 8-pack variety.
Okay.
These are spirit-based. So when I say tequila, we're not talking about malt-based stuff that tastes like tequila.
Okay.
We are talking about real premium tequila.
All right.
So we're going to start off with the one we've had before. This is their ranch water.
Okay.
This is my kind of go-to.
Ooh, really?
When I don't want a beer, because it's very refreshing and easy drinking. I believe it's 1 gram of sugar in this thing.
Really? Oh, that's... Oh, so I'm not even... I don't have to brush my teeth afterwards. No
so
sugar on
Do you remember the difference between like a ranch water and a margarita?
Steve, I do not.
So you're still getting lime juice, tequila, and then some...
it's really good.
Some effervescence.
That lime juice comes around like the effervescence on the back side, right? Now, see, we've got these undercover cups, so you can't tell what's in here, but trust me, it's all good. It's real good.
What's crazy to me is the tequila is really the star of this. You know, the lime's in there, but that tequila flavor is prominent. It's really good.
Yeah.
Now, the tequila comes from the agave plant. I don't want to do a whole tutorial right now. But the agave plant, if you get one and you eat it, it doesn't taste like tequila. I tried that. No. Don't do that. We don't recommend that at all.
No.
Yeah. In fact, it's like I got dirt in my mouth, too. It's not good at all. So this is great washing it down. It helps a lot. Well, you've already got another can. What's next?
Well, so like I said, 8-pack variety. There's going to be 2 of the ranch water in this variety pack out of the 8. But now we have hard body.
Oh.
Something you may not have heard before.
Hard body?
For a second, I thought you were talking about...
Are you paying me a compliment?
Yeah, me or... I don't know, maybe.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that one, guys.
Sorry.
Yep.
Suck that in.
So instead of lime juice
and
tequila, this one is going to be grapefruit.
Really? Okay.
Okay.
Well, happy grapefruit day to you.
Smells good.
All right.
That's me.
Well, this definitely has you can actually see there's a more of a grapefruit hue.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes, please.
That's like a sock full of citrus.
You know what?
You know about that?
New band name.
I might like this more than the ranch water.
Yeah.
I already do like it more than the ranch water.
Yep.
I know you're not big on the big lime flavors or tequila for that matter, I guess, but this is a nice balance of everything. Again.
Yeah.
These have been, they're all 5% alcohol.
Really?
Which is awesome.
Nice.
The last one had 1 gram of sugar. This one has 2 grams of sugar. The calories are super low, 100 calories or so.
Sweet.
So you feel good about drinking your tequila.
Kind of get my workout on during this one while I'm drinking this one. Why is that? This does almost has a, it doesn't, but it almost has a mimosa.
I could see where you're going because that's citrus in there.
Yeah.
That's Bloody Maria's.
Bloody Maria?
Is that when they use tequila instead of vodka.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that.
I didn't know.
Yeah, there you go, buddy. Do you like Bloody Marys?
That's today's.
I do not.
Steve.
Really? Just the tomato juice?
Fun fact.
Yeah, I'm not a tomato juice guy.
No?
Spacho. Come on.
Yeah.
You can have it.
Cold soup.
I like soup.
What did he just call you?
I just don't want to drink it with liquor.
Okay. All right. Now, that's a curveball. Where's the next pitch?
So here's one I haven't tried. So I'm pretty excited about this one.
First timer.
So this is going to be tequila pineapple.
Okay.
Ooh.
Tequila and pineapple.
Yeah.
I do love some pineapple.
Oh, I can smell that instantly.
Oh, yeah? Let me smell.
Yeah, you can smell my can.
Steve, get to snack.
How dare you?
Hey, that's the phrase of pain.
Oh,
that's right.
God, that does smell good.
Okay. Oh, wow. This aroma, it doesn't look it, but man, wow. Yeah.
So again, 1 gram of sugar.
Oh, it's like
real
candy.
Pineapple
it's like
flavor.
Candy.
Sparkling water and premium tequila.
That's good.
That's real, real good.
Damn.
Oh, that pineapple, the nose on it is straight up pineapple.
We were at the Price is Right live event the other day, and they gave away or offered to give away a trip to Hawaii. And all I was concerned about was that you could go get your own pineapples over there. So I'm told that all their pineapples is everywhere. It's just the whole island's lousy with pineapples. Like, and I was like, I want to go to Hawaii just because of pineapples.
Just well, like
I
wild, to go. Yeah. Wild pineapples?
Yeah, yeah, they're south
hold
there
on. All over the place. Hold I've grown some hold in my
up.
Yard before. Yeah.
Hold up, really? Slowed up.
What?
First of all, we grow them in our yard too.
Yeah.
Second of all, my dad was in the military and he went to Hawaii back in the 70s.
Right.
And the Dole pineapple plant is over there, or at least it was then.
Yeah,
and
okay.
He said, for as far as you could see, pineapples. Oh,
everywhere.
Huge they're everywhere. Field of pineapples.
Yeah, they're like rats over there. There's every place. Yeah.
You know, it was crazy. Yeah. If I go to like Publix.
Better than rats.
They have a whole bin full.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? What Publix are you going to?
All of them.
Josh is over there in DeLand. They have a whole different system in DeLand than you're right. Here in Daytona.
It's because he's out west.
That's right.
This is great, though. I really do enjoy, and we talked about flavor forward, flavor hint. This is in between.
It's a really nice balance in between because, like I said, you're still getting a tequila flavor. So if you're a fan of tequila, right. You'll really like these. Nice, refreshing, especially with the weather. In the way it is, it's delicious.
Right. What is the weather like going to be this weekend? I'll tell you what.
I don't know.
Partly cloudy with a chance of drinks. Can I get the? Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Are we at the halfway point yet?
Yeah.
Well, my voice just cracked.
I was just going to say, what happened over there?
I don't know. I'm enjoying this drink too much. Morning Hog. Stick around. More Morning Hog Brew Review.